This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, December 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Fong runs for McCarthy seat. Ag groups look to head off anti-China proposal and House committee hearing to address Snake River dams. Fong runs for Congress. Grove bows out. Assemblymember Vince Fong of Bakersfield announced yesterday his bid to succeed Representative Kevin McCarthy. Fong acknowledged he was reluctant to throw his hat in the ring at first, reasoning the best way to serve the community was to stay in the assembly. But he said recent developments have changed that stance, likely a reference to the decision by Senator Shannon Grove, a fellow Bakersfield Republican, not to run for the seat. Fong vowed to defend the Central Valley's water and energy resources and, quote, end the chaos on the southern border if elected. He has served as vice chair of the budget committee and pledged to oppose any new taxes and, quote, reckless spending that has fueled inflation. Ian LeMay, outgoing president of the California Fresh Fruit Association, immediately endorsed Fong for being pragmatic, passionate, and experienced. Ag groups try to stop anti-China proposal. Farm groups are warning Congress that revoking China's trade status could set off a new trade war that would have serious repercussions for the ag economy. A select House committee that has been investigating U.S.-China relations is considering a series of policy recommendations today that could include ending China's permanent normal trade status, an action that could lead to higher tariffs on Chinese exports. By revoking China's PNTR status, Congress would open up U.S. farmers and ranchers to immediate additional retaliation from China, that and a letter from more than a dozen farm groups. The letter cites a recent Oxford Economics report estimating Chinese retaliation would ultimately slash U.S. ag exports by 30%. It would be impossible for farmers and ranchers to fully make up this lost market share anywhere else in the world, and it would undo decades of progress for Americans whose livelihoods depend on robust trade, including with China, the letter adds. Now take note, among the groups that signed the letter, the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Milk Producers Federation, National Sorghum Producers, the Almond Alliance, Farmers for Free Trade, and the U.S. Apple Association. However, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania tells AgriPulse U.S. farmers need other export options before they lose China as a market. I would hope that before we could do anything to impede or impair trade into China, that we continue to develop other trade agreements in other parts of the world. Specifically, I'd say the African continent and in places also like India. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Southwestern Democrats ask Interior for Rio Grande assistance. Four Democratic senators are asking the Interior Department to pool more resources into combating drought in the Rio Grande Basin, that including some of the $4 billion in funding the agency received through the Inflation Reduction Act. Senators Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico and John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett of Colorado told Interior Secretary Deb Haaland in a letter that stakeholders in the region are, quote, struggling to access federal funding to improve aging infrastructure, increase water conservation and efficiency efforts, or scale watershed restoration projects. They requested the agency develop a strategic plan to increase the pace and scale of locally led water security efforts in the basin. The Rio Grande provides drinking water for an estimated 12 to 13 million people, and it irrigates an estimated 1.8 million acres of crop and pasture land, the senators said. House Natural Resources Committee to host hearing on Snake River Dams. The House Natural Resources Committee today will examine federal agencies' plans to resolve a dispute over salmon declines in the Columbia and Snake Rivers, including ideas that were laid out in a recently publicized draft settlement document. Among the witnesses invited to the hearing on Capitol Hill on environmental quality, Chair Brenda Mallory, Bonneville Power Administration Administrator John, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Administrator Richard Spinrad. EDF says excess or not enough water, a product of climate change, bad management. When it comes to water in agriculture, it's either feast or famine. That's the conclusion of a new report from the Environmental Defense Fund that funds intensifying climatic extremes, combining with groundwater over-extraction, spalling drainage networks, and misaligned governance to create a situation that can create, quote, climate whiplash, as when Iowa saw record flooding in 2011, followed by extreme drought in 2012. Excess water damaged the corn crop to the tune of $10 billion between 1989 and 2016, the report said. What's to be done? Well, the authors recommend a mix of measures, including transitions to climate-resilient crop mixes, increased use of soil conservation practices, on-farm water recycling, and natural infrastructure for drought and flood resilience. Well, here's today's She Said It. I get started and you can't shut me up. That's CDFA Secretary Karen Ross touting the department's climate efforts at COP28. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.